Cooking with KC by Kelsey Lewis, available at www.amberheat.com. When Charlie Simmons moved next door to KC, he had no idea he'd be asked to sample all the treats she was creating for her new catering business. Trouble is, the treat he wants most to sample is KC herself. Even though KC finds her hunky neighbor haunting her dreams and fantasies, she's trying hard to ignore her feelings. She's only just beginning to rebuild her self-confidence after years of living in a passionless marriage, and finds the new sexuality awakening in her scary and risky. Can Charlie help KC find the strength in herself to take a chance on love and him? An excerpt from Cooking with KC by Kelsey Lewis. Who says you're frigid? His lips moved over hers as he spoke. Then he outlined them slowly, carefully, with the tip of his tongue. When she thought she could hardly bear it, he slipped his mouth over her cheek and up to her ear. You're a hot oven, he whispered, punctuating his words by breathing into her ear. He slid his penis over her slick, full clitoris again and again. I need you to heat me up. He thrust into her, stroking in and out, until... Beep, beep, beep. Shit, KC said, eyes wide open, body shot full of adrenaline. She scrubbed at her face and hair with her hands, trying to rid herself of the images, the arousal, the dream. God, what was she doing, thinking about, dreaming about? Him! He was a crazy kid, young and hot and sexy, and she was, well, if not quite middle-aged, then certainly staring at the door, ready to knock. If he ever knew, if anyone ever knew, it would be so humiliating. She went into her closet and grabbed for the terry cloth robe she threw on every morning over the big t-shirts she slept in. As she did, she noticed the satin burgundy robe she'd once bought in another lifetime in a misguided hope that it might spice up her sex life with her husband. She closed her eyes and for one long, indulgent second let her fingers slip over the exquisitely silky fabric. She knew she really should pack it up and give it away to charity or the consignment shop, and probably would soon. Soon. She popped into the bathroom for a two-second attempt to look, if not exactly presentable, then at least not like something that would wake the dead. She grabbed a scrunchie from a drawer and piled her shoulder-length amber-colored hair on top of her head. Then she looked at herself critically and cringed. She knew she never could have competed with those women in her husband Harrison's law office who exuded power as long as sexuality. It's no wonder, she decided, that he'd always found her frumpy. Looking down at her jewelry tray, she spied a small pair of pink beads and added them to her ears. It was a little silly, but better than nothing. Time to spend a little more effort on her appearance. "Mom, anything good for breakfast?" her 15-year-old daughter Amanda asked when KC reached the kitchen. She was running around the island, throwing together a lunch, while KC's newly 18-year-old son Harry sat drinking coffee and making notes on a school paper. The image was so like that of her dead husband, reviewing notes for the day, that she nearly gasped. He was an adult, KC thought again, reluctantly, and off to college so many miles away next fall. "I made you guys some extra quiche and blueberry crepes from the brunch I'm doing Sunday morning," KC said, pulling them out of the refrigerator. "Quiche and crepes? Oh, Mom," Harry looked up from his schoolwork, "we just love your new catering business." Reheating the food, Casey smiled on the outside and glowed on the inside. Yes, Harry might resemble his father physically, but fortunately, they were nothing alike. After setting out three plates, Casey opened the front door, hoping to quickly snatch the paper. The morning sunshine of the late spring day enveloped her with its warmth and brightness. She smiled at the riot of white, pink and burgundy in her front garden. As a cool breeze stirred through her hair, she closed her eyes and breathed in the heady perfume of her peonies. Nice legs. Casey's eyes popped open, her senses heightened at being caught. The breeze had teased open the front of her robe. Charlie Simmons, who must have been hidden by his car when she stepped outside, looked over from his driveway, about to open the door. You're a hot oven. The words from her dream filled her mind. Her body flooded with desire, and her clitoris throbbed with need for the dream to be real. "KC, are you okay?" she heard from a long way off. She looked at Charlie, confused for a minute. He had clothes on. They were not in bed together. He was her neighbor, and he was 30 to her 40. They would never be in bed together, except in her ridiculous dreams. "Fine," she said, recovering, firmly back on planet Earth on a Thursday morning. "I saw a well-dressed businessman and wondered where my neighbor had gone." Her fingers tore at the edges of the paper. Why did she have to dream about him? And why did he have to look so mouth-watering, so confident and attractive this particular morning? He owned a small but growing computer consulting firm, so he set the dress code. Usually he came out the door dressed in something that pushed the envelope of business casual right off the table. Shorts or jeans, t-shirts or sweatshirts with funny sayings about computers on them, and collared golf shirts on a really formal day. Today of all days, he wore a light green button-up shirt, linen jacket, tie, and, God help her, a form-fitting pair of dress pants. She could take those pants off with her teeth. "Meeting a new client today. Need to look semi-respectable. No trouble recognizing you, though." Casey looked at his lips, remembering the feel of them whispering in her ear, and felt her face getting warm. This was so inappropriate and so unlike her. Even if, in a parallel universe, she could get Charlie into bed, it would be an embarrassing disaster. She had lost most of her sex drive years ago, was close to frigid. Hadn't her husband told her that many times before he finally stopped sleeping with her altogether? She needed to make a quick escape. "Have a nice day, Charlie," she said, putting as much dismissal in her voice as she could. "Oh, I will." Casey heard the innuendo, which she knew was a joke, and rolled her eyes back. But after she walked in the front door, she took a few deep breaths. Next time, she'd send Harry out for the paper. Cooking with Casey by Kelsey Lewis. Available at www.amberheat.com. Also available in the paperback anthology Hot and Bothered at amazon.com. For more information about other stories by Kelsey Lewis, visit www.kelsey-lewis.com. Also check out her blog at kelseylewis.wordpress.com.